Amy, do we have
Hello, everybody. We are live on the air.
Okay. Well, good morning, and welcome to the May 2020 board meeting of the Central Florida Expressway Authority. I would ask everyone to please silence your devices and stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, and I would like to ask Mayor Deming if he would lead us in the pledge. Please rise.
Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America,
to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mayor Deming. Today's meeting is being hosted via WebEx and streamed live on Orange TV. For those watching, please keep in mind this is our first virtual meeting together as the Central Florida Expressway Authority Board. As always, a recording of the live meeting will be available to the public for viewing, and at your convenience, it'll be on our website. Mimi, please conduct the roll call.
Good morning. Chairman Brenda Carey.
Here.
Commissioner Brandon Arrington.
Here.
Mayor Jerry Deming.
Here.
Mayor Buddy Dyer.
Here.
Ms. Andrea Hearns.
Here.
Mr. Jay Madeira.
Here.
Commissioner Sean Park.
Here.
Commissioner Kurtzman.
Here.
Commissioner Betsy.
Present.
Chairman, we have a quorum.
Thank you. I know most of you have participated in a number of these virtual public hearings or business meetings, and since social distancing guidelines have been put in place in March, but just a few quick reminders. If you would like to speak this morning, try your chat feature. If that doesn't work, just raise your hand and I'll try to recognize you that way. If you're not speaking, if you would mute your line, and then remember to unmute it when your name is called. And for the record, if you would just state your name before you start talking, just in case it's somebody pulls an audio record sometime in the future. We will have a very brief meeting today. Ms. Kelly will be providing an update on the agency's extensive COVID-19 mitigation response and business continuity efforts. And after that, we will take a brief recess and from our regular board meeting. And once it's adjourned, we will convene the budget workshop. For everyone in the public wanting to participate and listen to the workshop, there is a call-in number posted on our website. As far as public comment goes today, for today's meeting, we have asked the public to submit written comments on items of interest to them. The guidelines for submitting public comments were included on the meeting notice and the agenda that was posted on our website. Our board secretary, Ms. Lamont, will read written comments received from the public on items of interest into the record. Ms. Lamont, do you have anything for the public record this morning?
There were no public records submitted.
All right. Seeing no public records, we will move into our agenda. And the first item on the agenda is approval of the March 12, 2020 board meeting minutes. Hopefully everybody's had an opportunity to review those, and this is an action item. We need a motion and a second to approve these.
Motion to approve, Arrington.
Okay.
Park second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Motion carried unanimously. All right. So, we have consent agenda items this morning, and I understand we have a couple of conflicts. Mr. Rodriguez, do you want to identify the numbers where we have conflicts?
Yes, good morning, Madam Chair, members of the board. We have five items that we're going to be removing from the consent agenda. They are items 4, 10, 11, 14, 14, and 25. and those will be in a non-consent agenda package, and you can put on those together if they arise from the same conflict.
Okay. So I'd be looking for a motion to approve the consent agenda unless other board members have a request for specific items to be pulled.
Vanderlei.
We have a motion by Commissioner Vanderlei. We have a second.
Second, Madera.
Second, Madera. Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Motion carries unanimously. Now I'd like a motion for items 4, 10, 11, 14, and 25.
So moved. Smith. Smith. So moved.
Second, Arrington.
Motion by Commissioner Smith, second by Commissioner Arrington. Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, like sign. And Commissioner Vanderlei would be abstaining from voting on these particular items.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Next, we have the chairman's report. And, you know, we've had a lot of changes since our March meeting, and I really just want to thank Ms. Kelly and her entire team for the swift response to ensure that our continued operations of our agency. During her report, she'll give us some information about some of the things that they've done, you know, to make sure that our staff is safe, that our operations continue to operate, and seamless really for the public. As we begin to phase out of the governor's safer at home order, please continue to do your part to keep our community healthy, remain mindful of your surroundings, and follow the recommendations of state and local health professionals. I know that for my county and all counties, Mayor Deming, Mayor Dyer, y'all have done an excellent job of trying to keep business open and operating and not totally shutting down our economy in Central Florida. And I personally really appreciate that and all of the leadership that I've seen from our elected officials. Many people are starting to venture out a bit further from home. We're starting to see that in our toll revenue. And you will likely see more construction work zones during your travel. So please remember to slow down and pay attention. Your safety and the safety of our workers constructing, working on our roads is paramount. At our last meeting, we established the Environmental Stewardship Committee. This is the new committee that will provide valuable insight in addition to the project environmental advisory groups in the very early planning discussions for new projects. I know that some of you have already made your appointments and some of you are still working on them. I would just ask if you haven't made a recommendation for your appointment yet, if you would try to do that before our June meeting. Immediately following this meeting, as I stated earlier, we will be convening the budget workshop. Staff has been working hard over the past couple of weeks to adapt the 2020-2021 budget for the new fiscal year beginning July 1st. Though many briefings, I am confident that even with the COVID-19 snafu, that we continue to be fiscally sound and will remain so in the future. I would like to say how impressed I am with the talent and the integrity of our team, especially our finance team. The budget, as we all know who are elected right now, our budgets are being greatly impacted by the COVID-19. Not any different for the revenues of the Expressway Authority. And I really just want to give them a shout out for the great work that they're doing. The final budget will come to us in June. And of course, at this point, we don't know if we will still be having virtual meetings then or not. I know in our county, we are planning to have our meetings through the month of June as virtual, hopefully returning back to normal meeting spacing distancing by July. So we'll make that decision as we get a little closer in, and certainly I'm looking to our local elected leaders for what they're requiring in their jurisdictions as well. In closing, I would just like to express my sincere gratitude to every board member, all of our staff members, our consultants, our contractors, everybody's willingness to do whatever it takes to keep our agency and our community moving forward. Your efforts have not gone unnoticed. So I really appreciate everything that everybody is doing. And as I said, this is, you know, no one in our lifetime has ever experienced a pandemic where it shut down the entire country and our entire operation. Unfortunately, I think we have a lot of small businesses that are struggling. Mayor Deming, thank you for getting that Orange County PPE package pushed out. I saw that recently and was able to share that with some of our small businesses that I'm familiar with in your county. So at this point, I would turn over to Commissioner Betsy Vanderlei for the treasurer's report.
Thank you, Chairman. Our report for this month's total revenues from March were $35,479,889, which is 19.4% below projections and 19.9% below prior years. CFX total revenues were $38.4 million for the month. Total OM&A expenses were $8.7 million for the month and $62.9 million year to date, which is 5.9% under budget. After debt service, the total revenue available for projects was $11.1 million for March and $179.3 million year to date. Our projected year-end senior lien debt service ratio is 1.77, which is below our budgeted ratio of 2.07. And that concludes my report.
Thank you, Commissioner. Anybody have any questions regarding the treasurer's report? You can see just from March, and we were operational through most of March, the big impact to our agency is in April. And obviously, we'll hear that next month. There are no questions for Commissioner. We'll move to our Executive Director's report, Ms. Kelly.
Good morning. I'm going to load slide presentation. Just 1 moment.
Okay. Okay. So I'm not really sure now that your mic is muted. I'm not really sure where that's coming from. Can you give your report without a presentation? Okay. So there's something going on with your system. Now you're in, you're on mute right now. So.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes, and echo, but you still show as being muted on the.
Let's get the report. Sorry.
Okay. Maybe if you, Ms. Kelly, could call George and ask him what you need to do to solve your issue, maybe. Do you have multiple sources open at one time? You could just close out whatever you might have open other than WebEx. You're still muted, so you'll have to unmute your mic for us to test it again.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
I don't know what happened. I'm trying to load the presentation. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Okay, can you see the screen?
No.
I honestly practiced this.
Okay.
Please forgive me.
Okay.
All right. I apologize for all the technical difficulties.
Okay.
The one thing I wanted to talk about this morning in the executive director report was the I-4 rate interchange. As you all probably know, the Orange Avenue exit has closed, and the detours that the Florida Department of Transportation has put in place is working well now. However, this morning I wanted to talk about three major ramps that are going to open this weekend, so I wanted to go over those changes. Now, as you look at this map, to the right, going to Seminole County, to the left is the a movement. And if you remember, the exit to 408 is under 408, and to the south is the interchange. On Saturday morning, the ramp will close, and the yellow to the right of the page is where the new ramp will open. It's right across from the Lakes Administrative Building. That exit will take you to the east and to the west on 408. The second ramp that will open is the movement from eastbound I-4 to State Road 408. The new ramp in yellow will open Saturday morning as well, and the old ramp in blue will close. This will be a little bit easier movement because they're right next to each other. And lastly, 408 eastbound ramp, there will be a new ramp, but it will be right next to the old one. The old ramp will close on Monday morning, and the new ramp in yellow will.
I think we've lost audio now on Ms. Kelly. And maybe video. Okay.
And if you'd like, I can go right into the COVID-19 update if there are any questions.
Okay, anybody got any questions about the ramp closure? Maybe if you could, Mimi, send that out to everybody electronically just so that they have the information. Okay.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Ms. Kelly. Ms. Kelly, you want to go ahead and move into the first regular agenda item on the COVID-19 update?
Yes. I'm sharing my screen with you. Okay, can you see the screen?
Yes.
Okay. As you know, during states of emergency, our dynamic message signs become very important communication tools. As the COVID-19 first started, they were really messages of gratitude, but as we got deeper into the emergency, they became very important reminders to our community of the curfews and the stay-at-home orders that came through in March. In early March, One of the first things we did was we closed our walk-in service center and encouraged our customers to either use the website, the phone app, or the call center. We also temporarily stopped the visitor toll pass program in the airport, and we moved those folks to the call center where we instituted social distancing abided by CDC guidelines. And we also extended the hours till 10 p.m. so that our customer service representatives could sit at every other station. So that was something that I think our customers appreciated. They were still able to be able to talk to a person if they had any issues at all. We also, in mid-March, removed toll attendants from the lanes. And so for now, we are taking no cash except for the exact change coin lane. Right now, because of that, all of our pay-by-plates are at the cash rate. I want to thank our IT team. They have been instrumental in a seamless transition to work from home, and we have not skipped a beat. Procurements continue. Everything is done remotely. And as you know, I could probably use some more lessons in technology based on what happened this morning. But I really feel like our tools in the toolbox, the Microsoft Teams, WebEx, and Zoom has been invaluable in helping us keep work going. Okay, this is the two biggest superheroes in the headquarters building, Anna and Yvonne. They have worked tirelessly to keep our building sanitized and safe, and they are a fantastic team. Okay, this is the question that I'm asked the most. What is going on with your traffic and revenue? And this is daily weekday traffic compared to last year. And as you can see, in the beginning of March, we were 7 to 8% above. And then in mid-March, it dropped drastically as the stay-at-home orders started and the schools began to close. And then by mid-April, we see a bottoming out of the revenues. And then since mid-April, we've seen a slow but steady climb to the positive. Right now, we're at about 38% below 2019 revenue. And I just wanted to show you a quick snapshot of weekends. Weekends suffered more of a cut, and it bottomed out at around 70%. And it also has had a slow climb as people are getting out and about more. Thanks to Glenn Presimone and Ben Drowling and our infrastructure team, construction has not stopped at all. In fact, because they've been able to extend lane closures, actually accelerated some construction. We've let some construction projects. They are doing a wonderful job, and they are following the guidelines in the field. In just a few moments, Glenn is going to walk you through the major changes to the five-year work plan as a result of a revision to our revenue forecast. That concludes my report.
Anybody have any questions for Ms. Kelly regarding the report? Okay. Don't see Mr. Dryling on the call. Need to unmute your mic. There you go.
I'm sorry. Glenn Preston will be at the workshop later.
Okay. All right. So we'll take that up then when we get into the budget workshop.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. If there are no questions for Ms. Kelly, we'll move into our Environmental Stewardship Committee board appointments. As I said earlier, a number of you have already made those appointments, and so we just need to take action to confirm the names because we've got some as late as last night. I'm going to ask Ms. Lamont to please read the appointment names that you have right now for approval.
Yes, Chairman. We have received for Seminole County, Richard Durr. For Osceola County, Robert Mendick. For the City of Orlando, Brittany Seller. And for Brevard County, Jim Farfield. And that is what we've received thus far.
Okay. I thought you had received the one from Orange County. Beth Jackson.
And Beth Jackson, my apologies. Yes, for Orange County, that is correct.
Okay. All right, so that is the list of people, names that have been submitted from the various jurisdictions, and we just need an action to accept those names to serve on the Environmental Stewardship Committee board.
Harrington, move for approval of the slate.
Vanderlei, second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Harrington, a second by Commissioner Vanderlei. Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. All right. Opportunity for board comment before we adjourn and take a little break before we go into our workshop, into our budget workshop. Any comments from the board this morning?
No.
Okay. Seeing none, we're going to adjourn the Central Florida Expressway Authority May meeting.
Chair, I have one comment.
Okay. Mr. Parks?
I just wanted to compliment Laura. I was part of a webinar yesterday where she spoke with Team Florida, along with the state and the Turnpike Authority and some other expressways, towing agencies from around the state. And I thought she did a great job, Laura, on that that webinar. I think it was yesterday, may have been Tuesday that she participated in. So, and also just want to say that we're very happy in Lake County about the Lake Orange Expressway moving forward, as we just did this morning. So thank you.
All right. Okay, so we're going to
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Madam Chair, this is Jerry Deming.
Yeah.
I did just want to add one thing in, and that is perhaps most of you are aware, but I suspended the efforts here within Orange County to move forward during 2020 with transportation sales tax initiative because of the era that we're living in now with the pandemic. I just didn't think that it was a viable option to get it on the ballot and get it across the goal line this year. However, I do believe that the regional transportation challenges remain, and there's some significant solutions that need to kind of come forward associated with that. Under the current Florida law, we're not able to advance a sales tax initiative to the ballot and other than a general election year. So that would mean that we would have to wait until 2022. Unless the legislature changes that, and if they change it to allow it to happen during a midterm election, I will pursue it then. But I wanted to make certain that the members of this body were aware of that decision that I made a month or two back. So there was a lot of work went into it with my staff, and while they were disappointed, they also worked with the staffs of the various transportation entities within the region, and some of the staffs helped support some of the information and the data that we were using to support that initiative. So I do appreciate the staff of Expressway Authority that worked alongside of my staff, and we'll just look for a better day to bring that back. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor Deming. And I know it was disheartening to a lot of folks. A lot of time and effort was put into your initiative, and you took a great leadership position on that very early on, and certainly I know everyone in the region appreciated that. I know in Seminole County we still have a penny that a portion goes to transportation, and I believe Osceola County does as well. So this has been a conversation that's gone on, quite frankly, for years. But timing is always everything, and there will be another time you know, all of our budgets in government are going to be impacted by, like I said, the COVID-19. It'll be interesting to see spending habits moving forward. Sales tax is an important part for many of our budgets, and I know our sales tax, you know, businesses are closed and people aren't spending money, and while grocery stores are doing great, you don't pay sales tax on groceries. So, you know, so there will be a time, I'm sure. Sorry, I won't be in office to share that joy with you, but I'll celebrate some other time there. So, all right, if there's nothing else, no other board comments to come before, we're going to adjourn. And I just need to know from either Ms. Lamont or somebody on Orange TV, I think we need maybe 5 minutes. Is that what we think to allow them? We'll reconvene, and we're going to be reconvening just like we are right now, correct? So if everybody just sits tight and takes a 5-minute, 7-minute break, we'll reconvene. We'll convene the workshop at 9:40. Okay?
Thank you.
We are clear on air.
Jared Demings
has left the meeting.
On camera
has joined the meeting.
You can totally see me.
Where's Glenn?
He went to his office to get something.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry about the technical snafu this morning. I don't know what happened. It freaked me out.
You sound good now, though.
That's because
has joined the meeting.
Morning, guys. Could I test a quick the flag real quick?
Is that George?
Could I test the flag real quick for the
Yes.
Okay. You guys see it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Mine's not moving like RHDB, but. And I'm going to stop sharing.
Okay.